Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cock, lock, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Genesis Communications Network, thank you for providing us with the platform for USA Prepares. Pretty serious tone. I was out in the field yesterday, and we were cutting hay, and maybe 50% yield, maybe, of what we used to get when it used to when the weather was less manipulated, and the temperatures were relatively constant. Now the temperatures are up and down. The sun's in and out. The clouds. Come and go. And yesterday I saw something that I've never seen before. I saw a chemtrail. Not like the typical chemtrails that y'all have seen that go north to south, east to west, and in all directions in between at a specific height, altitude. This chemtrail was on a 45-degree trajectory starting on the ground. Going up 45 degrees, kind of like a missile launch. Now, I know this sounds pretty scary, and I couldn't believe it, but I saw it. I did not take a picture of it, but I absolutely saw it. And it started in the southwestern sky. Looked like it could be hundreds of miles away from our farm, and it was on a 45-degree angle going up. And it was unusual because chemtrails are, you know, they feather out and it's like a wide angle nozzle to spray these toxins in the air. This thing was more of a concentrated trail, less spread out. And it was, I've never seen anything live. I've never seen a missile launch personally. And I've never seen anything take off on that kind of an angle. You know, a commercial jet can't take off on that angle, sustained. Maybe a fighter jet could. But this thing was moving, and it had a chemtrail. And when these fighter jets are up in the sky over, you know, overhead, I don't see chemtrails. Not from fighter jets. So what was it? I don't know. So I did some searching. On the internet this morning, I thought maybe there might be something as to what this was. So I looked up missile launch, Missouri missile launch. Can't find anything. So I don't know if any of you have seen it, but I saw it yesterday. It's the first time I've seen it, and I haven't seen it since. Right now it's overcast, and if there were any chemtrails, we wouldn't be able to see them because it's overcast here in Missouri. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm really concerned.
I know I ask you.
I guess you can hear that in my voice.
Every week.
Yeah. Well, this is number 7, Civilization in Collapse with Gwyneth Isaacs, and what the collapse looks like. What the collapse looks like. And so, Civilization in Collapse, number 7. And we've been doing this every week. We started with number 1. We're up to number 7, what the collapse looks like. Gwyneth, you have a lot of thoughts on what the collapse looks like. You want to start? Or do you want me to share some bad news?
I'll go with your bad news first.
Okay.
Yeah. What you've said already, I'd like. Could I make some comments on what you've said already?
Sure.
Because I think it ties into the talking points that I sent earlier.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
You said that it looks as if your hay crop is going to be down by 50%. I think, I know that's a key indicator of a civilizational collapse is decreased crop yield. And I actually wrote that in the email that I sent earlier on. For me, it was earlier this evening. It's every civilization that has collapsed, they went through a period of decreased crop yields and drought. And I wrote in the email, the only farmers that survived were the farmers who figured out how to do things differently in time. And that is what you are going to have to do. Because the day is going to come when you're not going to be able to get diesel fuel, you're not going to be able to get oil, you're not going to be able to get parts, and you're not going to be able to get grease. So if you want to keep doing hay farming, you are going to have to figure out how to do hay farming without grease, without oil, without diesel, and without parts. And that is absolutely inevitable. And there's only one way that I could see that you could continue to be a cattle farmer where you are without those four things. And that is to put in a new crop. And that new crop is Siberian pea shrub. And even if you have the pea shrub sown now, while you still have the sowing machine, S-O-W-I-N-G, the seeder, not the thing that makes clothes. While you still have the seeder, to get a hold of some pea shrub seeds and to plant them in a lane that is wide enough to take your machine, okay? And then to have a row of pea shrubs, which grows, it's called a shrub, but it can grow to be 5 meters tall. So it's a pretty big shrub. And then you have the pea shrub, then you have a laneway which is wide enough on contour to accommodate your machine, and then another row of pea shrub, and have that in your paddocks all the way down. And if you do that, the pea shrub will continue to put nitrogen into the soil, and you will get increased grass growth underneath your pea shrub tree, and then you'll get, the pea shrubs will go over the top and they will just about meet in the middle, and that will mean that your cattle will have shelter. They will have grass that they can eat, and you will be able to harvest the pea shrub branches by hand. You won't be able to have as many cattle, but you will be able to harvest the pea shrub branches with a set of loppers by hand, and enough of them to just hang up in your barn and to last the winter, and to figure out how many pea shrub branches a cow will eat in a day, and to multiply that by the number of cows and then by the number of days. And it's going to be a big job. It's going to be a massive, huge, massive job. But that is one possible way that you could continue to be a cow farmer without all the machinery, because the machinery is going away sooner or later, because And using this system, your soil will continue to get the nitrogen. The fact that you have branches there will attract birds. The birds will poop onto the soil, which will put the phosphate into the soil that your soil will need. So then you've got N and you've got P, and then you could, where would you get the K? Is the only thing. Well, you could scatter ashes underneath the pea shrub, and like they used to. Or you could grow potassium fixing plants, perennial potassium fixing plants underneath the pea shrub. The cows will eat the potassium-eating shrubs, but that will increase their nourishment. And then you move them along with the electric fence system that you have, the pigtail pickets that you have for moving your, every farmer around here calls them, they got the curly thing on top, and then you move it along. Well, that's the system that you use, and then so that you have them in an area, and then you move the cows along to the next area, and then you move them along to the next area, and then you move them along to the next area, and then their poop helps to feed your chickens, and the pea shrub seeds also help to feed your chickens, because chickens absolutely adore pea shrub seeds. And you can actually get the pods, and you can pick the pods, and you can eat them like beans. And you can actually even harvest the seeds, and you can eat the seeds of the pea shrub as a dried bean for yourself. So you can put it in soups, and it can add to your nourishment as well. That is a possible system that you could implement that would be a lot of work, but that's just baked in the cake. Farming is just work. But that is a way that if it ever came to, which it is going to come to, you using hand tools, that you could do it. But you are probably going to have to reduce the size of your cattle herd, and that's a really, really unfortunate thing. But that's how you could avoid that's how you could avoid losing all of the fertility in your soil, which is something that happens on a wholesale basis in the course of the collapse of civilization. And I can just about guarantee it's not just you that is losing your soil fertility, but it's everybody. And also, instead of putting in an annual hay crop, to put in a perennial hay crop, such as Kentucky bluegrass and perennial rye, would both probably do really well in your climate. Buffalo grass, of course, and I know that you like crabgrass. all of the above would be excellent grass species, which are perennial, which can take it the occasional hammering from cow hooves. So the rule is you eat a bird.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Gwyneth, you're right. You're absolutely right. We have Kentucky bluegrass, and we have perennial rod, ruffalo grass, crab grass, blue stem, yellow, red, and white clover, brome grass, and
I was going to say clover.
We have all of these grass plants. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that
and,
amazing?
Right now, yeah, clover works great. Right now, the fields.
I'm on the other side of the world, and I picked the grass species for your climate. That would be best.
You certainly did, and you got them all right. And literally, class, what we do is we have a four wheeler, an old antique four wheeler, and a milk dairy company. They used to have milk bottles, and they went out of business like 30 years ago. And there were some crates that were available in the market, and we bought some of these old milk crates, these plastic milk crates. And they're illegal, I think, to have them when the dairy's in operation, but the dairy went out of business and they got sold. So we bought some of these milk crates, and we attached them to the back of our four-wheeler. And I put 5-gallon buckets, and I drilled holes 3 times the seed size of clover seeds, maybe 30 to 50 holes in each one of these buckets, put the lid on it, put the clover seeds in it, and just rode in a crisscross, kind of like chemtrails, that kind of a pattern, a crisscross pattern across the fields, and I just dropped seeds here and there. Now, probably I put down maybe 0.1% of the amount of seeds that you should put down, but clover seeds are expensive to us. So we use very few clover seeds, and if you let the grass grow and if you let the clover grow to seed, the clover will reseed itself every year, And that's what we do. So right now we have white clover and red clover and yellow clover, and mostly yellow clover, and the fields are filled with this beautiful yellow clover. And it's gone to seed, so now we cut the grass, and what will happen is in the sun the seeds will dry out, and it will reseed, so we'll even have more clover, you know, next growing season. So that's what we do. And we have some brome grass as well, and orchard grass and crab grass, and you know, the kind of grasses that people want to get out of their lawn, so their lawn is, you know, just one type of grass. We think that it's best to have warm season and cool season grasses, so that no matter what happens, and some grass that's drought resistant or more tolerant of dry spells, because some people think that the Dust Bowl of the 1930s is coming back, and it sure seems like it. It sure seems like it to me. So when we talk about what's happening that looks terrible, well, here it is. We are now looking at Kansas as it's considered the state that normally produces more wheat than any other state in the United States, Kansas. And Kansas is set to have the smallest harvest for wheat since 1957. So for the last 2 years, it's been drought, and drought has withered a lot of the crops. And this is the year that we're going to have the smallest crop expected in Kansas since 1957. And by the way, that's the year that the Eisenhower administration intentionally suppressed wheat production. And back then, in 1957, there were 166 million people, according to Zero Hedge. And I think they're right. Now there are 331 million people, so roughly twice as many people, less wheat. How's that going to work? Well, it's not going to work so well. So then, of course, the next question is, what about corn? Well, the corn crops have been devastated by the lack of rain as well, the drought. So if you look at the map, heck, the center of the United States, which would be Nebraska and Kansas and parts of Texas and parts of Missouri, drought. That being the case, extreme drought. That being the case, it looks like prices of food are going to go up and there's going to be some shortages. And they're now saying that, well, it looks like some of the mills, the flour mills, are going to have to import wheat from Europe. The United States used to be the breadbasket of the world. Now it looks like we might have to import some wheat.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is lashing out at President Biden and the Department of Justice, speaking to supporters at his New Jersey golf club last night.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before.
A trial date for the man accused of breaking into then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her 82-year-old husband with a hammer could be set today. Lawyers will be back in court today to set a date for David DePapp, who's pleaded not guilty to charges including attempted murder. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. So, to tell you a little bit more... according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin, those are called the Corn Belt states, we're experiencing exceptional drought to moderate drought. So young plants are being stressed, and that coincides with what we're seeing here on the ground. It also coincides with what we know, that the beef cattle herd is the smallest since 1962. It's been reported that in Florida, there'll be over a 50% smaller orange harvest, 56% less than last year. And Georgia's peach crop is expected to be 90% destroyed for 2023. Now, I know peaches, you can live without peaches. And I know you can live without oranges. Well, it's kind of hard to live without beef. It really is. And what people don't understand, these warriors who think that cows need to be destroyed because of the flatulence. Let me tell you this. You can mow the grass with diesel fuel and gasoline. And if Elon Musk has his way, it'll be an electric lawnmower. Or you can let cows do it. And when cows do it, they reinvigorate the soil and they refertilize the soil. And when they mow down the grass plants come back vigorously. They grow. So, without cows, our pastures and fields will turn to woods. And maybe that's not a bad thing. But what are we going to eat? So, what I'm telling you is it's pretty serious. When we have a 50% reduction in grass, that doesn't mean we're going to have 10% fewer cows. That means we're going to have 50% fewer cows. And back in the 1950s, there was a drought here in Missouri. It was pretty serious. And farmers were cutting down trees. They were just felling trees, and the cows ate the leaves. Now, you would think, heck, a tree is huge, right? Maybe a 30-foot tree might have taken, maybe a 40-foot tree. It might have taken 30 years to grow that tall, maybe 40, maybe 50, maybe more. And you think, well, there are a lot of leaves on that tree. Well, I wanted to know. You know that Vinny wants to know. He wants to see it firsthand, right? He wants to experiment. So there was a tree in the way. And I cut a tree down. I wanted to see exactly how long it would take for the cows to eat that tree. 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Just a couple. 15 minutes.
How many cows?
Well, it was a small tree. It was probably only 20 feet tall and maybe 2 cows.
Wow. Yep.
So what I'm saying is,
people are not thinking, because they cut down a whole tree, right, an oak tree. So it means like they chainsaw it off like a foot above the surface of the ground, and they leave a stump, right? But if they cut off a third of the twig-type branches, which is really what the cows are going to eat, right? They're going to eat the twiggy bits. If you cut a third of the twiggy bits off, okay, and just sort of reduce the twig layer by about a third, then, you know, you'll only get a third of the leaves off of the tree, so it'll feed, you know, those cows for maybe 5 minutes. But within a month, that tree's going to be back the way it was. A month, 2 months maybe, that tree's going to be back the way it was. And you haven't killed your tree. It actually invigorates the tree, because what you've got to remember is where you are is an elephant savanna. Your landscape is designed to support wandering herds of elephants. Just the elephants aren't there anymore. You know, I'm talking about mammoths and mastodons. You know, you go back however many thousands of years ago before people were there, and you had elephants wandering across your place. You know, there were cows too, there were antelopes, and there were horses, and you know, all sorts of creatures like that. And there were probably woolly rhinoceroses or some other type of prehistoric rhinoceros. And so there was a full savanna on your place. And there were lions stalking them, and there were, mountain lions as well, of course, and wolves. And, it was an amazing ecology. And this is your place, basically, because your place, you've kept the oak trees. A lot of the other farmers haven't. But that means that you're actually in a much better position to maintain animals on your place than your average farmer is, because they will cut down a 30-year-old oak tree or a 100-year-old oak tree to feed some cows. They don't think into the future. This irritates the daylights out of me, because this is exactly the sort of thing that leads to a collapse of civilization. People don't think. They don't think. That's a 100-year-old tree, a 200-year-old tree. It's got leaves at the top. I'm going to cut it down to feed my cows. No. Why not just let the tree grow, and every, I don't know, 6 months, let your cows through there, and they will reach up and prune off the bottom growing branches. Because oak trees, they grow up and then they're very spreading, right? And their branches tend to spread and hang down towards the ground. That's how an oak tree grows. That's how the ones that I've seen grow, right? The cattle will go in and they will prune out those lower branches. And that they just do that by nature. And then at the end of the season, the oak tree drops all of its leaves and they form a carpet across the surface of the ground. And those, in prehistoric times, that was the hay supply for the wandering mammoths and mastodons and aurochs or whatever prehistoric cattle that you had, bison, antelopes, and all the rest of it. And by the time spring came, feed was getting pretty low, and you got a lot of animals began to starve. But that was okay, because that fed the saber-toothed tigers and the pumas and the wolves and all the rest of them. And that was just about the time that they were all having their babies. So just at the right time for the wolves to begin bearing their pups and all of the other carnivores to have their puppies, suddenly you get a lot of herbivores dying off, and it's the weak and it's the sick and it's the old that died off. And what that did was it kept the herd strong. And this is how your ecology operated. Back before there were any people there to manage anything, it just worked. It worked on its own. Didn't have any farmers there to manage anything and to tweak this and to do this and to do that. It just worked. And there was no shortage of mammoths and mastodons. And there was no shortage of bison. And there was no shortage of antelopes. There was no, I don't know if they had aurochs where you were, but aurochs were a massive cow. The bulls could have been 8 or 9 feet tall at the shoulder. The cows, maybe 6 or 7 feet tall at the shoulder. But they are the ancestors of all of them, all domestic cattle that you get. And they were there. If they were in your landscape, which they may have been, I'm not sure, but in Europe, there were definitely aurochs in Europe. But there, you might have just had bison. I don't know. But it doesn't matter because, supporting a landscape being able to support wandering herds of elephants is quite a feat. And for it to happen without any human intervention whatsoever is quite a feat. It did happen without any human intervention because people weren't there yet. The Indians hadn't got there. Does that make sense, Vincent? I hope I've given you some insight into your landscape and what it's actually capable of.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head, Gwyneth. When Mrs. Finelli and I looked to buy this farm, we were looking for land, and we put about 20,000 miles on the truck looking for the best farm we could find. And we found it in Missouri, and this farm where we live right now. And we walked every square foot of it before we bought it. Literally, it took more than a day. And it's got red oak, white oak, locust, walnut, cedar, persimmon trees. It's got a lot of different kinds of trees, and it's varied topography. It has little hills and dales and fields and creek and ponds and good soil. And it's pretty much left the way it was before man got here. It really is. And the man who sold it to us, after we bought it, we thought it was perfect. We liked it because it was run down, and there was no house on it. And the farm was run down and had been neglected for at least 20 years. And by the way, we've got a caller on the line, and Jason will get to you very shortly, so please stand by. It's been neglected. And after we bought it, the realtor who sold it to us said, you know, you bought one of the best farms in the county. And this guy has Native American blood in him. And he's lived here all his life, and he's a realtor, and he hunts, and he fishes, and he's been over every square inch of the county. And he said that, and he was absolutely right. And he said it after we bought it, not before. And he's right because of the topography, because the land is not destroyed, because of the oaks that are, you know, some of them are over 100 years old. Some of them date back to the War of Northern Aggression. And the land is not beat up.
G'day, I'm Jamal that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next prize.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Wayne is calling in from Mississippi. Just one second, Wayne, please. I just wanted to say that I'm not bragging about our farm, okay, being so darn nice. I didn't make this farm. It was here. God made this farm. And this is one of the few places that man has not destroyed on the planet. And so if some people looked at an aerial view of our farm, they said, what a mess. What a mess. There's a field here, and it's surrounded by woods, and here's another field over there, and it's surrounded by woods, and here's, you know, fields all over surrounded by woods. And they might look at that and say, you know, it's, what a mess. It's not manicured. It's got little fields, and they're irregular shapes, and they're hills and dales, and compare that to a manicured farm that you might see in Kentucky that is just grass with a fence around it. Ours does not look like that. And that's what Gwyneth was talking about. And that's why this particular realtor who sold it to us said it was one of the finest farms in the county because of the nature. And the animals love it. Yesterday we found a turtle. And this turtle was a foot long. And we looked it up. It's just a common turtle, a foot long, and you can count. You can find out how old a turtle is by counting the rings on the turtle shell, and it's 42 rings. So this turtle was 21 years old. So you take the number of rings divided by two. So this turtle's been on our farm for longer than we've been here. So I just wanted to let you know, Wayne. Welcome. You're calling from Mississippi.
Yes, sir. All right. And I'm not to disrupt your show, but. A few years ago, I heard you talk about spark plugs. Vince, I've got a 5 year. If you'll just educate me, and I don't mean to take away from your show, but I've got a 5 year old Dodge Ram 6-cylinder truck. I bought it brand new. It's got 111,000 miles on it. It's running fine. The manual says to change the spark plugs at 100,000. But some of the local, but they want nearly $700 to do that. And some of the local guys say that the spark plugs nowadays are different and don't worry about changing it right now. Am I running a risk, or do you have an opinion on, do I really need to change those spark plugs?
Oh, I certainly do have an opinion, and $700 is absolutely nuts, okay? So here's what I know. Here's what I know. There are different kinds of spark plugs. And when I was selling spark plugs back in the 1970s at the auto parts store after my high school hours, we would sell a spark plug, a Champion brand spark plug, for between 79 cents and 99 cents. And that was the typical kind of spark plug that you could buy. And now they call those copper core spark plugs. So they would last about 10,000 miles. And what has happened is the ignition systems have been improved over the years so that the spark that used to be maybe 25,000 volts going to cause that spark plug to spark is now maybe 50,000 volts. So the spark is more intense, the spark is hotter, and the spark blasts away more of the electrode, the center electrode and the ground electrode. So with each spark, there's a tiny microscopic amount of metal that is removed, and the spark plug gap gets larger and larger and larger. The larger the gap is, or the more distance between the center electrode and the ground electrode, the more energy is required to make that spark plug fire. When that happens, the ignition coil gets hotter because it has to work harder. So a whole bunch of things are going on at the same time. So the answer is, it's a little complicated, but the answer is yes, you need to change your spark plugs, and yes, you need to do it pretty soon. So spark plugs that used to last 10,000 miles, maybe get 12,000 out of them back in the 1970s, because the spark, the ignition system has been improved for more energy going to each spark plug with each spark, and sometimes the spark plugs fire twice. Sometimes they fire three times instead of just once, the way they did back in the 1970s, 50s, 60s, 70s. So spark plug manufacturers and engine designers have decided that, well, we need to make the electrodes last longer and be able to sustain the higher temperatures of the combustion and of the increased spark. So they introduced platinum-tipped spark plugs. And then there was a double-tip platinum spark plug. So not only the center electrode, but the ground electrode was platinum. A platinum disc was mechanically affixed to it. And then they went to iridium, which is even harder than that. So the answer is spark plugs cost more than they used to. A spark plug might cost $7, $8, $9, $10 now. And yours probably uses iridium. And what you should do is replace the spark plugs at 100,000 miles with exactly what it came with. Whatever it came with, okay, that's what you should replace them with. But the $700 is nuts, and if you want to hold, I'll address that a little bit more. So what is the make and model? You said a Dodge.
It's a 2018 Dodge Ram six-cylinder.
Now, okay, what is, which six?
It's a V6.
Okay, V6. All right. We'll be right back. If you want to hold, I'll address that, and then we'll get back into...
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.